The Simpsons rushing to and sitting on the couch is animated in flipbook style, with the pages flipped by real hands. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon. Itchy and scratchy in Bleeder of the Pack.
Which do you, Copper?
Itchy ties a chain to Scratchy's tail. Setting off in pursuit of Itchy on a motorbike, Scratchy then has his skin torn off by the chain.
You're gonna be just fine.
He's bundled onto a plane.
Hello, Scratchy.
The Big Popper, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly. No!
The singer's bare fangs at Scratchy, and the plane crashes.
So, kids, it's Valentine's Day, and you know what that means. You get to stay downstairs watching TV with the sound turned way up.
What about you and Mom?
Oh, we'll be upstairs in the bedroom making lovely rope ladders in case there's a fire.
Okay.
Children, so naive.
What? Who's naive?
I didn't say anything. So naive.
This is so romantic.
Oh, my darling, nothing is too romantic for you. Have some more liquor. That's it. Drink up, my pretty.
Homer sprinkles rose petals.
Thanks for the love tip, 60 Minutes 2.
He sprays musk.
Mmm, funky.
Marge is looking tired.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood. I ate your granny, and now I'm in the mood for love.
Oh, homie, I'm sorry. You know, I usually bring my A-game to the bedroom, but tonight I just can't throw the heat.
But it's St. Valentine's Day! God wants us to do it!
You're so cute when you're begging for sex, but I'm just too tired.
Well, my special mixtape will get you going. Oh no, that's Maggie's mixtape. And Maggie must have gotten... Sex bomb,
sex bomb. Maggie's busting some moves in her cot. Marge is fast asleep, and so Homer goes for a walk.
Shut down on Valentine's Day. That's supposed to be a gimme. Everybody's getting some but me.
Graven, oh, nice lady android with the true to life.
Game over.
Homer sees two planes fly past, one of them extending a refueling line towards the other. He also sees the silhouette of two people being intimate in Springfield Penitentiary.
Oh, everyone but me.
Thanks for waking me for the bookmobile, Terrence.
Marge doesn't think I'm sexy. What am I supposed to do?
A billboard advertising a suicide hotline.
Suicide, eh?
Another billboard.
That's it! Thank you, outdoor advertising! You saved my marriage, and not for the first time. Releasing your inner screenplay. Create an online kennel. Ooh, strip for your wife.
Well, I's here to win back Brandine. She been making eyes at that photographer what come to document our squalor.
Welcome to How to Strip for Your Wife.
Dr. Hibbert, you're the teacher?
Oh, yes. I put myself through medical school dancing under the name Malcolm Sex. I please the ladies by any means necessary. Now, let's start with a full review of the theory of stripping. Paleosexologists tell us that... What the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. Homer, are you already oiled?
3 coats.
That oil was for the entire class. Homer, take this quarter, call your mother, and tell her you're never going to be a stripper.
Aren't you gonna chuckle?
There's nothing to chuckle about.
Nobody loves oily Homer.
Homer's so oily, he slides into a class called Successmanship 101.
You there. Yeah, the greasy naked bald man.
You know everything about me.
What would you say if I offered you the secret of true success?
Wipe me down and sign me up.
The trick is to blot the oil. Wiping just pushes it around.
You're preaching to the choir, man.
Now, life is hard. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong! Life is easy! You suck! You have to take life, you have to grab it by its little bunny ears and get in its face! God, look at you losers. I can read your minds. Ooh, I'm afraid of success. It's pizza's fault I'm fat. Oh, I'll stop sucking. Later. Give me your hand. It's okay.
Thank you, teacher!
You see this watch? It's jammed with so many jewels, the hands can't move. What kind of watch do you have?
Well, I drew it on. See?
You see that car out there? That's a Bentley Mark 12. They gave one to me, one to Steven Spielberg, and then they shot the guy who made it.
Wow, I'd hate to be in that union.
Friends, there's a force that runs through the universe. We used to call that force God. We now call it Megatronics, the 48 Tips to Corporate Success.
Woo, published by Kinko's.
Do you want to be the ultimate you?
Yes.
Do you want to yodel at the top of the corporate mountain?
Yes.
Will you write me a check made out to cash?
Good, yes. Tip one, live each day like it was your last.
I don't want to die. I'm so young.
Tip two, let nothing stand in your way.
Listen up, life obstacles. From now on, nothing's going to stand in Homer Simpson's way. Do your homework. Don't do so much homework. Learn to talk. You, let's love now.
Sounds good to me.
He fails to carry Marge upstairs.
Go on ahead. I'll just slow you down.
Homer's using a power drill.
What's that ruckus?
It's the sound of a go-getter at work, Marge. Look, I installed a key hook so you'll always know where your keys are.
Oh, that's so sweet. I was tired of putting my keys in that bowl like a caveman.
I finally harnessed the awesome power of the hook. Well, time for work.
He hangs Maggie up on a hook before leaving.
Megatronics tip 20. Make your cubicle into a ubicle.
He puts up a poster.
What next, Megatronics? Point out problems at your workplace to your boss. To separate yourself from the herd, just tattle on the cattle.
Homer makes a note as Carl and Lenny have a lightsaber battle.
I say, Phantom Menace sucked more.
I say, Attack of the Clones sucked more.
A collision between two workers.
Oh, that's toxic waste.
A safety shower spews flames. Homer takes note as employees walk from a room marked coffee to one marked cream, and then to one marked stirrers.
And now to see Mr. Burns for the promotion and raise I've deserved since this morning. Mr. Burns, I've made a list of recommendations to improve plant efficiency.
Oh, have you now? Well, huzzah, huzzah. I'll just throw back my legs and pollute my britches with delight.
But the book said you would applaud my initiative.
And what book is that? The Ape Who Wanted a Big Bonus? Stop wasting my time, you corn-fed man-cow.
A trap door opens.
Would you mind?
Yes, sir.
Homer jumps into it.
Aw, look at the little eels. Oh, electric eels!
I didn't know Mr. Burns had an electric eel pond.
Well, he does. All my life, I've had one dream to achieve my many goals. Mr. Burns has never given me a thumbs up or a way to be or a you go, girl. No, he just steps all over everyone who works for him, taking pleasure in making us feel small.
Oh, homie, don't let it get you down. So Mr. Burns doesn't take you seriously. Big whoop. Who gives a doodle? Whoopie ding dong do.
Thanks for trying, but I'll be at Moe's.
So my husband goes to a bar every night. Whoop-dee-doo. Who gives a bibble? Gabba-gabba-hey.
I gave Mr. Burns the best years of my life. And how much respect does he give me?
Slim the bupkis.
Who's this Burns guy? Somebody you work with?
Moe. We've been complaining about him every night for 8 years.
Well, if this guy's riding your rump, why don't you slap him some payback?
Revenge? On Mr. Burns?
Yeah,
Send him magazine subscriptions he don't want.
Or give him some FaceTime with sweet Lady Brick. Ha ha.
No, I think this calls for something a little more cerebral.
Wait till he steps on this flaming bag of Lisa's college fund!
Sir, we could be in real trouble here. The government found out you dumped nuclear waste under Legoland.
Oh, Smithers, the environmental effects won't be visible for years.
At Legoland, a Lego reconstruction of the Capitol building comes alive and stomps after some terrified children.
Talk about your runaway government!
A man skewered by the Eiffel Tower.
Sir, for dumping that waste, you could go to jail. And a handsome man like you, I'd hate to think what would happen.
I wouldn't go to jail. The legal owner of this plant would. Canary M. Burns. This entire plant is in his name. So when they come to put C.M. Burns in jail, it's the canary that does the time.
Sir, can you do that?
Oh, yes. Tycoons have been doing it for years. Why, Standard Oil was once owned by a half-eaten breakfast.
Don't you get it? If you get rid of that bird, Burns is at your mercy.
Get rid of a bird? No way. Their eyes are so expressive.
Fool! You've learned absolutely nothing from my one-hour class.
In bed with Marge.
Homie, what's wrong?
I have a plan to get to the top, but I have to do some pretty rotten things to get there. I'm not sure I could look at myself in the mirror or any highly polished metal.
Well, if you don't know the right path to take, you have to be very quiet and listen for that little voice inside that tells you what to do.
Do it, Dad. You could get a less crappy car.
Bart, you can hear us?
Oh, yeah. From my room, I can hear everything.
Me too. The walls are paper thin.
Hi.
And it wouldn't hurt you to put up some curtains.
Ned Flanders has been watching from his house. Stealing the canary.
This is it, boy. With this bird gone, the plant will be mine for the taking.
Now fly to the Canary Islands.
The canary consults a world globe before flying off.
Smithers, it's an emergency. Maroon alert, or even vermilion.
The owner of the plant is gone. All that's left is this little mirror he used to amuse himself. Hello, pretty boy. That's quite a beak on you. Who wants a kiss? Who wants a kiss?
Mr. Burns! The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is here for a surprise inspection.
Good Lord, that canary was supposed to be my pigeon. I need to find a patsy, quick.
Hello?
Yes, yes, hello. Now I need to find a patsy.
Hello?
You're quite the friendly fellow, but right now I'm looking for a patsy.
Hello?
You bumbling fool, I keep telling you I'm looking for a patsy.
Hello?
This moon-faced simpleton is continually interrupting my search for a patsy. Hello?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Now, a few more details about this year's company picnic. It's at the plant, no food will be served, the only activity will be work, and the picnic is cancelled. Oh. Finally, I would like to add to any nuclear inspectors in the crowd that the titular head of the power plant is now Mr. Homer G. Simpson.
That's right. And as my first act, Mr. Burns, you're fired!
That man's mad! Smithers! Get this bedlamite an alienist.
No, it's entirely within my power. Furthermore, there never were any nuclear inspectors. Check and mate. Now king me.
So, the caterpillar has emerged from its cocoon as a shark with a gun for a mouth. I only have one thing to say to that. Bravo.
Huh?
We clashed lances on the Champ de Mars, and I have been bested. The plant is yours. Treat her well.
Mr. Burns?
Yes?
Eat crowd, old man!
Yes! Homer tosses Burns to a crowd of plant workers who shove him into a cab.
Hey, that looks like fun! To me!
Yeah! Homer crowd surfs.
Homer!
Mr. Burns' reign of terror is over!
Yay!
And today begins my reign of terrific management!
Yeah, I thought he was going to say terror.
Oh, I didn't think he was going that way.
Unlike Mr. Burns, I will respect you, the working class slob, because we are all equals. And now, as I ascend this crystal staircase to my office, I say, Avert your gaze!
Yay!
Homer finds a remote control office door closer.
That is so cool! Bart, open the door! Now, open it again and put a walnut in there.
Dad, please, you're the head of a major corporation.
You're right. Put two walnuts in there.
Dad, have you looked at this earnings report?
Sweetie, these things are going to take time. I just found the door shutting thing. Oh, yeah!
Marrakesh.
Well, now that I'm forcibly retired, I feel I should give back to society and do some charitable work.
If you say so, sir.
To make this plant economically viable, you've got to lay off 112 people.
If you don't patch the leak in Cooling Tower 2, you will go to jail.
Oh, I need a vacation.
This is your vacation.
Can I water ski a little bit?
Fine.
Water skiing.
Homer, I'll go over the year-end profit forecast if you'll stop looking at my boobs.
No deal.
I got a gold star at school today for my expose on toxins and gold star adhesive.
That's great, honey. Hold it up to the camera.
Homie, I know you've got a lot of work to do, but this really isn't the same as eating dinner with your family.
Look, there's nothing more important to me than you guys. I feel lucky to have the best quality pork chops.
Dad, this just isn't working.
Lisa, I deeply resent don't think with a big bowl of applesauce.
Hey, Dad, you said you were going to play catch with me tonight.
Well, I have to work, but give the monitor a kiss.
I don't want to do that.
Come on, boy. You're not too old to kiss your daddy's monitor. Hey, that's a printer port, not a finger hole.
An exhausted Homer collapses on his bed.
Homie?
Hey, honey. Sorry I'm so late. I had to lay off 27 robots. Don't tell me they can't cry.
Bart's batting in a baseball game.
Check it out! I'm Toma Kazuka of the Montreal Expos!
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm Esteban of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays!
And I'm the man at the ballpark everyone hates!
The umpire?
No, Billy Crystal!
Homer can see the baseball field from his office.
Bart's growing up without me. He won't be 10 forever.
Knock, knock!
Mr. Burns! Where's Mr. Smithers?
He's doing 80 years on an opium bust. I never saw a man take to a Turkish prison so quickly.
How did you ever run this place? You gotta turn away your family, fire your friends, work until the wee hours of the afternoon?
Simpson and I worked here for 70. That's 62 years in the new English. Now, come with me, I want to show you something. These are the people in my life I could never find time for because I was too busy working. This was my fiancée, Gertrude. I was working so hard I missed our wedding, our honeymoon, and our divorce proceedings. She died of loneliness. Loneliness and rabies. Do you see why I brought you here, Simpson?
Yes. Yes. If I keep putting work first, I'll lose everyone I care about. Just like you did. Thank you, Mr. Burns. Thank you for...
Burns shoots Homer with a tranquilizer dart.
Steal my plant, will you? By the time you wake up, you'll be walled inside my mausoleum forever.
Mr. Burns starts to brick up the entrance of the mausoleum Homer's fallen into. Night turns to day, and the wall's barely 6 inches high.
What are you doing?
Scream all you like. No one will hear you.
I don't know why you're trying to steal a plant back. I don't even want it.
Don't keep begging. You're just wasting precious oxygen. Brick by brick. I seal his doom.
There you go.
A barbecue.
Hey, Dad, pitch to me.
From now on, my only ambition is to be the world's greatest dad.
He pitches a ball at Bart.
Hey, you nearly hit me on the head.
Quit crowding the plate. Oh, you want a piece of me?
Father and son fight.
You see... This is the stuff Mom won't do with me.
Yeah.
Homer starts to throttle Bart.
Ow! Ow, he bit me! You saw him! He bit me! You little...